In the fight against al-Qaeda, there's a military side, and then there's the intellectual side. Counterterrorism experts have been trying to figure out what al-Qaeda leaders are thinking, how they make decisions, and whether they're open to new ideas. As NPR's Tom Gelton reports, it's part of a growing focus on the intellectual debate within al-Qaeda.
Of all the terrorist threats facing the United States, one stands in a category by itself. If al-Qaeda set off a nuclear bomb in a U.S. city, there'd be hundreds of thousands of casualties and a landscape uninhabitable for years to come. A nuclear bomb is the one true weapon of mass destruction. The likelihood of al-Qaeda carrying out a nuclear attack involves two questions. First, does it have the technical capability? Second, would it really want to? As the top intelligence official at the Department of Energy, Rolf Moet Larsen is the man in the U.S. government whose job it is to worry about nuclear terrorism. He does not think al-Qaeda has a nuclear bomb in its arsenal yet. Acquiring one would be a challenge. As for the group's thinking, Moet Larsen imagines Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda leaders sitting around a campfire somewhere in the mountains of Pakistan or Afghanistan debating whether a nuclear attack on the United States would be a good idea.
I could hear a pro and a con emerging from that discussion, some arguing that that would enhance, exalt the group standing historically, and others saying it would be a disaster.
Al-Qaeda is sometimes portrayed as a terrorist group with an apocalyptic vision, intent mainly on destroying its enemies without a focus on long-term goals of its own. But Moet Larsen and other terrorism experts argue that it should be seen instead as acting strategically, at least from its own perspective. A decision by the al-Qaeda leadership to carry out a nuclear attack would not be made lightly, he says.
They would have to come to a conclusion, I believe, where they would justify the use of a nuclear or some other weapon of mass destruction in what they would consider rational terms. And in other words, how it would help them fulfill specific goals they have, which I think are well established.
Destroying the U.S. economy, for example, he says, or shattering the U.S. sense of security. This idea that Osama bin Laden, his deputy Ayman al-Zawahiri, and other al-Qaeda leaders are proceeding thoughtfully is gaining attention in intelligence circles. Within the past year, Zawahiri in particular has allowed, even encouraged, an intellectual debate about how the radical Islamist movement should proceed. Most of it has been in the form of online discussions. As research director at the Center for Combating Terrorism at West Point, Jared Brockman has been following the al-Qaeda commentary.
There have been a number of very important strategic writings disseminated by the Internet where they look at current American strategy and then they assess what their interests are and weigh the calculations. Does this help them or hurt them? Does it help us or hurt us?
Some Muslim readers who have weighed in on the Internet debate have actually challenged al-Qaeda leaders over their use of terrorism, questioning whether it's morally acceptable under Islam. Even those readers who sympathize with al-Qaeda have wondered whether terrorist attacks serve al-Qaeda's strategic interests. There's been some debate, for example, about whether the 9/11 attacks were a good idea in hindsight, given that they prompted the United States to go to war against al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and destroy the group's sanctuaries there. Brockman says such considerations may influence al-Qaeda leaders as they consider whether to hit the United States again and how hard.
That type of example, that we will react violently if the cost to the United States is high enough, shapes the way they calculate whether or not to use weapons of mass destruction in the future. There's a certain threshold of pain we're willing to accept, and then if you exceed that, we will respond aggressively. And I think they are trying to keep the pain that they're inflicting on us below a certain threshold at this point.
Jared Brockman says this may reflect a deliberate calculation on the part of the al-Qaeda leadership.
Using a nuclear device in the United States, the strategists within al-Qaeda know would cause such a backlash that it may not actually be in their strategic interest to do that right now.
But neither Brockman nor other terrorism experts who monitor al-Qaeda thinking can be certain what conclusions the group will reach. At the Department of Energy, Rolf Moet Larsen says he's operating on the assumption that al-Qaeda still intends to acquire a nuclear weapon and use it against the United States.
I personally think that even a terrorist group using a nuclear weapon would not be able to accomplish any objectives if they think through the problem properly. It would plunge the world into a place that I believe ultimately would not serve al-Qaeda's interests any more than it would serve a state who would use a nuclear weapon. But I'll have to leave that up to al-Qaeda. I do feel confident that they have that intent, and that is the intent we worry about.
Mort Larson says he is fascinated by the analysis of al-Qaeda's strategic thinking and reads all he can on the subject. But in the meantime, he believes in taking no chances. He's focusing the energies of the entire U.S. government on the effort to stop al-Qaeda or another group from acquiring a nuclear weapon or the material to make one. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.